first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Nancy LaFortune shares her family tradition.
This year, I helped make Thanksgiving dinner at a local high school for at-risk youth. A woman named Rosie, who worked alongside me, asked about traditions that my family and I shared at holiday time. She told me that she had been in rehab a number of times and had lost her children during this period. She was thoughtfully seeking ways to make her family whole again. "We read together on Christmas Eve," I said. "We read the story, A Christmas Memory, by Truman Capote. It's about the value of friendship and love. The story connects two people. Truman, as a young boy, sent to live with relatives in a small Alabama town, and his distant cousin, a childlike old woman, his best friend. The two earned funds to buy extravagant items to make fruitcakes, including homemade whiskey from an infamous local native, one Ha Ha Jones. They send the cakes to people who have touched their lives and expanded their imaginations, from President Franklin Roosevelt to Mr. Ha Ha himself. The story is full of hope and sadness and reminds me of the lonely holidays I spent when my family was torn apart by divorce. I look forward to sharing the story each year with my family and feel fortunate that we are together." Rosie loved the idea of reading with her family. She was excited by the thought of creating a new tradition that would bring her family together and heal the memory of their separation long ago.
Nancy LaFortune is interested in family history and sharing stories. If you are interested in sharing your story or opinion, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.